Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Joins us 615-737-1045, always the number at NRHL1045. Jim Wyatt from TitansOnline.com. By the way, CJ2K at 4:30. Chris Johnson at 4:30. At Jay Wyatt Sports. Jim, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. I hope you guys are doing well.
We're doing well. You got a Tupac intro there.
Yeah, what's your favorite CJ2K, not Tupac, but 2K memory?
Oh, man. I had so many of them. I will say that that season... the 2006 yard season, probably the most exciting individual performance of anybody that I can remember since I've covered the team. I mean, certainly McNair is known for his toughness. Eddie was a grinder, but you know, CJ, you know, busting off one long run after the next. He was a fun guy to cover, and it's hard to name with just one run because there were so many of them.
What about when he played the drums in Kansas City? That was
the
pretty
bongo.
I was there that day.
Yes.
That probably has to be it because it was a long run. He took off. He did a little flip in the end zone or dive into the end zone, and then he went over there and started playing the bongo. So that was it. But it was fun dealing with him because I dealt with him certainly during some contract holdouts and dealt with him with a lot of other stuff. He's always very accommodating, and I got a kick out of his personality. I always liked him, from beginning to the very end.
Jim Wyatt brought to you by Accurate Mortgage. Whether buying a house or refinancing your mortgage, Accurate's local professionals are here for you. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started today. Huge win against the Texans. Let's start there, Jim. Very well-prepared team. Game plan was great for what they had available to them personnel-wise, and everything kind of went according to plan, I would think.
Yeah, I think Mike Vrabel just established the mindset leading up to the game that, hey, we're not going to make any excuses. Yes, we're shorthanded. I think he knew they were going to play without Marcus Mariota on Friday. You know, just by the way practice had gone, knew they were going to be shorthanded at tackle. But when he was asked about that at the availability Friday, about, hey, how tough is an assignment is this? Backed up offensive line going up against J.J. Watt and company, playing without your quarterback, playing without Delaney. He didn't want to go down that road. And I wrote about it. I do like a six thing standing out each week. It reminded me of when the Titans went to New England and played the Patriots in Foxborough back in 2003, and the Patriots had seven starters out. They were decimated with injuries. No one thought that the Patriots were going to win that game, and Vrabel was on that team. He was one of the inactives, and they rose up and won with Mike Cloud. I hate to bring up bad memories, but Mike Cloud was one of the guys that stepped in and ran for the Titans, and they won that day against Tennessee. And that's just the way it was in New England. You just don't make excuses. You just play. He's kind of brought that mindset to Tennessee, and he wouldn't allow guys to get down, wouldn't allow guys to doubt the chances of winning going in, and that played out exactly like he envisioned it would.
I love the Wildcat package, too, with Derrick Henry, and they ran just enough of it to have success. Five plays. By then, we talked with Coach Mack. He's going to join us tomorrow. But he talks about, hey, there comes a time when a team hasn't seen something and they're going to adjust to it. By the time enough players get to the sideline, they will be able to adjust to it. So five plays, and then in comes Gabbert back at quarterback, and they end up with a touchdown on that drive.
Yeah, so you use the wildcat. You use a fake punt that Byard executes beautifully with a pass to Cruikshank. You go for it on fourth and one. I mean, those are things that kind of light a fire under your team. And I thought Gabbert stepped in and played well, managed the game well. Mason,
heavy veteran move tight. Right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that kept him from being in a third and long situation. So, a lot of things happened to kind of keep the momentum going. And it's a huge win because you don't want to go to Jacksonville 0-2. And now you got a little momentum going down there.
There are so many things, Jim, that stand out from that game. And in a game that's that close, ultimately that comes down to literally the last play, you can always name these specific things that stand out. And, you know, the fact that the Titans won the turnover battle, you know, they had more sacks than the Texans playing with their number four and their number five tackle, and their number five tackle is a practice squad guy, and their number four tackle is a guard. I mean, there are just so many things that stand out in that game. I'm curious to get maybe a couple of things that you're still scratching your head about how they worked out.
Well, I think, you know, I think individual performances, I mean, the play that worked out so well was the Byard, pass on the fake punt because, you know, those guys, you know, I know told the story in the locker room after the game about during practice, Byard was making that throw. He was rushing it. He didn't, because you got to get that ball off quick. You don't want somebody to bat it out the line of scrimmage. So he was rushing it. He wasn't finding the laces and he was kind of letting it go and it was a duck. I mean, guys, you know, Dory Jackson was kidding, saying, man, he kept telling them through the week, you know, you sure you can do this? This looks terrible. I don't think you can make this throw. And so he ends up making the throw. So that was executed beautifully. I think individual performance. I mean, Jarrell Casey with two sacks and on that final play where he makes two runs at Deshaun Watson, who finally got rid of the ball. You know, so many guys stepped up. I think Tyler Merritt deserves a tremendous amount of credit. He was just called up in the practice squad on Saturday, playing in his first NFL game, facing J.J. Watt. He didn't get flustered at all. The moment wasn't too big for him. It was kind of funny in the locker room when he was drawing a crowd. Ben Jones walked by him and said, "Hey, take this guy to the podium," because he was getting so much attention that he was not used to. People pronouncing his name wrong. He finally cleared that up, saying it's M-A-R-Z. Looks like Mars. He said it's Merritt, just like carrots, but with an M. So he had fun with it, and it was fun to see guys rally around one another to win that game.
Harold Landry sure kind of looks like he could be who we think and hope that he could be.
Yeah, but certainly Vrabel's not going to shower him with praise right out of the gate.
No, I mean,
it's his first game, and I thought he did make some good rushes and got back there. But when he was asked about him yesterday, Vrabel said, "Oh, he was okay. You know, he did some good, he did some bad. Obviously, he wants him to get to the quarterback. That's when you start earning praise." But I think, you know, for Praxen for the first time in a while, to be able to go out there and have, you know, some success, I think that's a good sign moving forward. Now they got to get him more up to speed. And same for Rashawn Evans. I mean, he only played one special team snap. Right. He's going to make more of an impact moving forward.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought him up because I know that they are anxious to get him out there and just had one real practice before the Houston Texans game. Might be able to get him some more some reps on defense in this one.
Yeah, and that's the hope, is that you can get him back and feeling like he can have some success. You know, he's not the only one either. I mean, I think this is the week, kind of cross your fingers and hope you can see more from Jack Conklin. I know Mike Vrabel mentioned him yesterday as a guy who could see some more work this week. Still got to keep an eye on Taylor Lewan as he works his way back from the concussion. Still got to keep your eyes on Mariota. It's going to be a similar process as last week. So I think some guys are edging closer to getting back. And Evans, at least from a health standpoint, I think he just needs to just continue to pick up momentum from a physical standpoint and a mental standpoint. So when it's time for him to play, he'll be ready.
I saw some speculation on the open roster spot last night. I think Terry McCormick may have been the one who tweeted that Durden was coming back. Is there anything official on the open roster spot yet?
Not yet, but I would expect to see something here at some point this afternoon, some shuffling that will be done that I'm not at liberty to say right now, but I would say stay tuned on that.
Oh, so maybe could we say this? Maybe more than one roster move? Could you say that?
I think that's safe to say.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe the acquisition of a reacquisition of a.
You're just going to keep going. But it rhymes with Bert.
But it's not going to be the acquisition of Des Bryant.
Yeah. Jim Wyatt with us. When we look toward Jacksonville, the Titans have won four out of the last five in the series, swept Jacksonville last year, obviously. And the Jaguars, with that win over New England, look like the best team in the AFC on paper. But that's on paper. And for whatever reason, this team has matched up well with Jacksonville.
And they'll play the game on grass instead of paper.
Yeah, and this is going to be a fist fight down there. I mean, these two teams go after it, you know, when the Titans beat the Jags last year. Marcell Dareus, you know, you guys dig up those quotes from him after that game. He was begging to see the Titans in the playoffs instead of Buffalo because he felt like, hey, we can beat them. Let's get another crack at them. There's obviously some bad blood between these two teams. I talked to my buddy John Osher, who's covered that team forever. This morning, kind of looking at the Jags and doing something for my behind enemy lines that's going to run later this week. He said in that emotional locker room on Sunday after the Jaguars had beaten the Patriots, instead of hooping and hollering and guys talking about how great they are, he said a lot of guys were already talking about Tennessee and how they got to take care of business in Tennessee, about how they owe Tennessee after beating them last year. So Titans are going to be going into a hornet's nest down there, and certainly going to have to be ready to play. They remember what happened last year early in the season down there, and I'm sure they're looking for payback, but the Titans are going to be ready as well. I mean, this is a big early season AFC South matchup.
Jimmy, what's your take on Blake Bortles? We had this conversation earlier. Is he better than what people give him credit for?
I mean, just seeing what he did on Sunday, I mean, he's not a lost cause, I don't think. I mean, and especially when Fournette doesn't play, he has been pretty good. I mean, I think when they've got Fournette in the lineup, obviously you've got to get him the ball, and I think your offense is a little bit more predictable when he's had chances to throw it around a little bit. He has shown he's capable. I think the receiving core's gotten better. He hasn't played great against the Titans. One of the reasons I think for the game this past year, especially the one here in December, is the weather conditions were so bad. So he looked bad here in the game against Tennessee, but he's had his moments against the Titans as well. And, Titans have got to keep that from happening, moving forward. He's dangerous. I mean, while he has been inconsistent and he's had some bad games, he still has an arm, and with an improved receiving core, he's a guy that's capable of beating you.
TitansOnline.com. That's where you need to go to consume information about that football team. Jim, we'll check back in with you later in the week. Thanks for the time, man.
Okay, sounds good. Y'all have a good one.